Hello everyone, thank you so much for joining me for this live today. I am actually Deepthi Sehgal. I am the founder of Swarasya. I am also a yoga and Ayurveda teacher and a practitioner. And this topic specifically that I'll be speaking about today is specifically targeted for women who are in their late 30s and 40s, considering that there are a lot of changes going on in your skin health, in your body health, specifically during that time of the year. And there's not much awareness about what actually goes on in a female's body in that specific decade of 40s. So I'll be speaking about what specific, skin body and hair concerns a female goes through in the 40s, and what is the right approach that should be that you should adopt to take care of yourself in your 40s so that you maintain your skin health. So this is what we'll be speaking about today. Let's start from the very beginning in basics and try to understand what is it that goes on in 40s for a female, what are the kind of skin concerns that she goes through, and then we'll move on to what is it that you should be doing to take care of yourself during that specific decade of your life. So if we look into 40s, a lot of women actually go through a lot of problems in their 40s, specifically skin related, because some women start to experience a lot of dryness, a lot of maybe too much of dryness or too much of oiliness, a lot of wrinkling, skin getting dry, hair getting even more drier. So all of these concerns actually start to just show up very loud in these years as compared to the previous years. So, and it becomes even more manageable, even more unmanageable to manage all of these concerns during that time. That's also the reason a lot of women are actually always looking for some solution, maybe in a skincare product or in a hair product to bring about that moisturization in their skin. But yes, of course, outside care definitely is important, but you need to kind of bring in the inside out self-care together, specifically during this time of life, to actually ensure that your skin is radiant. So if we specifically talk about what are the specific skin concerns that a female goes through in her 40s, very typically the fine lines which may have been building up in the previous years starts to become prominent. Your and specifically around the area of the eyes, area of the mouth, or maybe near these nasal folds, then there's wrinkles actually start to happen, and it becomes really more prominent. That starts to show up specifically in your forehead area. Skin obviously becomes very dry and dull. A lot of females actually struggle a lot with that dry skin during their 40s, which is a common concern that I come across in women that I counsel as a part of Swarasya or as a part of my dietary practice. The complexion tends to become really dull. You start to see a lot of age spots starting to show up, pigmentation starting to show up in that specific decade of your life. Blemishes actually also start to show up. So your skin actually, if you look at from the perspective of the quality of the skin, from the perspective of what starts to appear on the skin, everywhere it's your skin is actually suffering during that decade of your life. Also, specifically, if your previous years have not been very dedicated to your own self-care, the problem starts to show up even more prominently. So similarly for the body, the muscle mass starts to go down, your hair quality starts to thin, you experience a lot of thinning hair problems specifically in that decade, and it becomes even more difficult to manage all of the problems. So this is the biggest problem. That one thing is that the problem is happening, but in your 20s and 30s bring about some treatments, and you see the results happening. But specifically in 40s, the results actually take a lot of time to show up, or for some people it may not show up actually the way you want it to be. And from the body perspective, it becomes really difficult for you to lose weight during this decade of life. Sun damage also prominently shows specifically in your 40s as compared to in your 20s and 30s. So this decade of your life is very, very important in terms of taking care of yourself, not just from the skin perspective, but from the health perspective also, because you are going through a specific shift. You are moving from your reproductive years to more towards menopausal, and this in between time, the bridge time, is called the phase of perimenopause, which is you know, which comes with a lot of hormonal shifts, which is bringing about all those changes in your skin, hair, and health overall. So how body, skin, and hair quality actually changes during this time. What's actually going on in your body because of which these you're experiencing these changes? Let's just try to understand. So, if you look at it, from the Ayurveda perspective, Ayurveda very clearly defines this decade of life as the you're moving from Pitta phase, which is like high activity, high energy, high aspirational phase, to a phase of the Vata phase, which is more about phase where your body starts to get more drier naturally, and it happens to everybody. It's not just that you're experiencing dryness by chance. Anybody and everybody, even people with oily skin, will start to experience some episodes of dryness. So it's overall your body is actually going through this shift where these hormones are shifting, because of which the heat factor in the body is getting a little low. The Pitta phase, which is which is more about having high energy, being at the peak of your youth, starts to calm down slowly, gradually. And when you move into the Vata phase, it's more about the phase of wisdom, the phase of just slowing down, the phase of focusing more on relaxation, the phase where you should be actually more taking control of the airy qualities, which at the mind level also tends to give you conditions like anxiety, worry, which is like more about the disturbance of Vata energy in the body. So coming down to how physiologically, like in terms of how your body is working from inside, specifically during this phase of your life, physiologically, females are getting into a stage of perimenopause. Now, perimenopause is it's like a phase of fluctuation in the body. Some days you might feel that your skin is looking good, and there would be some days or months when you feel that it's getting out of control. Similarly for your hair health, similarly for your body health. So overall, during perimenopause, because of the changes that are happening at the hormonal level, your entire body is in a state of fluctuation at different levels, and this fluctuation will actually vary depending upon how much you have taken care of yourself in the previous years. Having said that, it does not mean that you cannot start your care if you haven't done it in the past, in your 40s. Of course, anytime that you realize it's time for me to actually focus on myself and take care of myself is a good time to start for you. So now when we're talking of these hormonal shifts happening in your body in your 40s, what does this mean? Let's look at it like this. One of the most important and prominent hormone in a woman's body is estrogen. So estrogen is responsible for reproductive activity in the body. Reproductive activity is one part of estrogen. The other part of estrogen is making sure that your metabolism is working fine. Estrogen makes sure that the skin quality is plump. It makes sure that the oil, the sebum glands actually produce enough oil to keep your skin moisturized. Estrogen also is responsible for the production of collagen and elastin in the body. It's responsible for that lush hair growth that females experience in their 20s and 30s. So estrogen altogether is not just about a reproductive hormone. It's also a hormone which can be very clearly stated as the beauty hormone for a female, because that is what regulates the smoothness of the skin, the plumpness of the skin, the that tight quality of the skin, that smoothness of the skin altogether. So when during menopause stage, as you move more towards menopause, which is a phase which lasts, say, for anywhere from say 10 to 12 years at the maximum for different females, again depending what your state of health is from inside. So as this phase starts, you start to feel those changes happening in your body. Estrogen, now at this point in time, specifically the hormone estrogen starts to go low. Even progesterone, which works in coordination with estrogen, also starts to go low. So there are two things going on. One, estrogen in itself is fluctuating, and secondly, the progesterone is also going down. So when progesterone is going down, because estrogen and progesterone work in coordination, the that coordination, that synergy or that symphony is lost, and that's where there is a hit on estrogen that you experience. Similarly, estrogen in itself, when it's going down, automatically it starts to hit your skin health, it starts to hit your hormonal health, it starts to hit your energy levels, your muscle mass, your bone health, everything altogether. Now estrogen definitely is going to go down in your 40s. That's the very natural, healthy part of the aging process, and it happens with everyone. So of course, you know, aging is going to happen, but what we need to understand is, if we learn to manage, how do we balance that estrogen, even if it is going low, to quite an extent you can support your skin health and your overall health very easily by the kind of foods that you consume, by the kind of lifestyle that you live, by the kind of exercises that you do, by the kind of skincare that you do. And this is what we are going to talk about today, that how do you bring about all of this holistic blend together to make sure that you're supporting your estrogen, which is indirectly supporting how your skin behaves during your 40s. Now, before we move forward, the role of estrogen specifically, I already mentioned, it's responsible for collagen production, it's responsible for plumpness on the skin, it's responsible for skin thickness, it's responsible for skin elasticity. It's also responsible for the radiance on the skin, the shine on the skin, and as progesterone also dips down during this specific phase of your life, progesterone is responsible, along with estrogen, is responsible for your maintaining your weight, maintaining your metabolism, maintaining your hair quality, maintaining your skin quality. And because of the fluctuation of these two hormones, automatically the effect shows not just on your skin and hair, but also shows on your weight. Because in 20s and 30s you might experience that for you losing weight is easier as compared to trying to lose weight or trying to lose that belly fat in your 40s. And the main reason is because these hormones that support our weight loss during 20s and 30s start to dip down as a part of the aging process, which is perimenopause, and then you need to take an extra step to ensure that you take care of yourself well. And that's how you indirectly target skin health, weight, weight loss, or even hair health. Now, if we specifically pick up what are the specific skin conditions that happen to you during your 40s and what is the science behind it, I'll try breaking it down, like what's going on in the body first when these specific skin conditions are happening to you. For example, if you're experiencing dry skin or wrinkling during your 40s, it's majorly again happening because of the reduced levels of estrogen. Collagen production, because estrogen is directly impacting your collagen production and your moisture level. So when estrogen dips down, automatically your collagen production dips down. Along with that, your the capability of your skin to retain moisture automatically dips down, which means you have to be very particular about ensuring that the moisture level inside your body is really good, hydration is really good, both from the inside and the outside, if you really want to support that great skin from the inside out during your 40s. Secondly, another condition that may happen to you in your 40s is enlarged pores. The skin, actually, for a lot of females, the skin starts to kind of break up and you start to experience those, you know, large big pores. That also happens because of reduced elasticity on the skin. So the skin loses its capability to be resilient enough to get back into its shape once it opens up. So your skin cells actually work like a sponge, and when that that sponginess, that elasticity in that sponge is lost, the open pores actually remain open. They lose their capability of closing back again. So that's one of the reasons you experience enlarged pores, which is again happening at the root level because of the shift of estrogen and progesterone. Now, one of the third problems that females face during their perimenopause stage is brown spots or age spots, or, you know, pigmentation on the skin. Now, all of the brown spots, age spots is a combined, combined effect of course, aging, which has already kick-started in the body, along with exposure to maybe a lot of pollutants, exposure to a lot of a lot of sun exposure, or maybe somewhere the your body's capability to detox, and specifically liver's capability to detox your body is low, and it's giving you all kinds of skin conditions on your face, because internally the body machinery is not working quite well, specifically the liver's capability of detoxifying your body. And that's where you start to experience brown spots, age spots, pigmentation, even conditions like you know, chronic conditions. Nowadays, a lot of females go through a lot of chronic skin conditions like eczema, psoriasis, or even, acne, rosacea, and all of these conditions. So it's a lot to do with a lot of toxins accumulated in the body, which are not being processed well by your liver. So, you know, combination of toxic body along with imbalance of these female hormones, estrogen and progesterone, and giving rise to male hormones in the body, specifically androgens, is very deeply at the root of what's going on inside your body, which is showing and reflecting on your skin, hair, or weight. Now, belly fat and weight gain again is one of the areas that you know is hit in your 40s, and it becomes really difficult for a lot of women to lose weight specifically during 40s. Also, because belly fat and weight gain also is to do with estrogen and progesterone, which helps all, which are also responsible for regulating your metabolism. So when you don't have that hormone only, that, or maybe it's dipping down, of course your body's capability to process all of that automatically comes down. So again, you need to bring in these shifts by working on your digestive system, by eating foods which are not giving you a lot of weight, which are supporting all these hormones, to ensure that even if your hormones are dipping, you are doing other efforts to make sure that you stay at the top of your health during this phase. If we go a little deeper, again at the bone level and the muscular mass level, it's declining, and you see a lot of females actually like later in your years, as the bone mass decreases, the chances of osteoporosis, bone related health conditions, starts to go up, because again estrogen, progesterone again balances the muscular mass as well as the bone density. And again, as a part of the aging process, automatically you start to lose some of your muscle mass, you start to lose some of your bone density. And that's why exercising for women in their 40s is an absolute must, because that is the only way, along with some, of course, nutritional support, which comes in the form of introducing, say, calcium or vitamin D in your diet, to ensure that you retain that muscle mass and that bone density, which in combination with exercise is where you're supporting your body with that capability. Coming back to the skin, in 40s we start to see the skin starts to show the signs of aging. It starts to get mature and open pores, and that softness in the skin starts to go away. That's also because your collagen fibers, so somewhere near around 40s, the collagen fibers, specifically if you're not hydrated enough, your collagen fibers start to get coarse, they start to get harder, and that inside layer of hardness starts to show outside as coarse skin quality, not having that softer skin quality. So that also causes, and that also is happening because of lack of collagen and elastin, which is also responsible for maintaining the elasticity of your skin. So when you're losing the elasticity, when you're losing enough collagen, when these hormones which are supporting your skin from the back are declining, automatically whatever efforts you try to do or start to do from the inside, from the outside, are not enough for you to get back that skin quality that you possess in your 20s and 30s. And that's why you have to really up your game of self-care during 40s to ensure that you stay with your skin for a longer time. Thinning hair again is one of the specific condition that happens to a lot of women during 40s. Again, estrogen supports really shiny, soft quality hair. As estrogen starts to dip down, automatically the hair quality also gets impacted. You start to lose a lot of hair, and also because if you lack hydration, if your body doesn't have enough water, the capability of your follicles to hold that hydration level automatically also starts to go down, which in itself starts to give you a lot of hair fall. Follicles are not able to hold that hair only, and it just starts to shed off. So again, it is a part of the aging process, but you can still take control of it to quite an extent by focusing on your diet and lifestyle, and bringing about the right practices in how you live. And your lifestyle actually matters a lot if you really want to stay well and want to maintain your youthfulness for a longer time in your 40s and beyond. Now, if we talk specifically about skincare and self-care, what should your skincare and self-care look like in your 40s is what I'll be talking about. So when we talk about skin and care and self-care in 40s, the simple formula is the first thing that you really need to be sure of is that you live a preventive way of life rather than treatment way of life. So for women who are going through skin conditions or hair conditions or weight conditions in their 40s, should relook into their diet and lifestyle and see what is it that they're doing wrong, which I'll be talking a little later in the session, and start to, the very first line of action is to go preventive, where stop doing things which are not working for you and bringing things that will work for you. So that's the first line of action. Only outside skincare will not take you very far. Somewhere at some point in time, you start to lose out that battle because everything is building from inside. So being preventive in your diet and lifestyle is the first line of action. And second line of action, of course, is majorly focusing on two important factors in your 40s, which will support your skin health to quite an extent, which is going high on hydration and which is going high on healthy fats. So these are the two keywords that can really support your skin health, along with making sure that you support your hormonal health. That can be done through of course, focusing on your diet and also bringing in some level of yoga practices in your lifestyle, which I'll be talking a little later. So now if we talk about specifically about skincare and what specific skincare products that will support you during your 40s, from the skincare perspective, I'll talk about that first, and then I'll come to self-care, where I'll be talking about specific foods and yoga practices that will support you during your 40s. So specifically on the outside skincare, in your 40s, again, as I said, there are two keywords, hydration and healthy fat. So these two keywords you need to apply from the inside also and from the outside as well. So for the people who think that wrong fat diet, because most people are on wrong fats and that's where they take it wrong. Fats are an absolute must during your perimenopausal and menopausal stage, because your hormones have a base of fat. So your hormones are being built on the fats that you're consuming. If you're cutting down fats from your diet, you are taking you are making your menopause process even more difficult for yourself. So fats is an absolute must. It's absolute must from the inside both and from the outside as well. So when we talk about it, hydration and healthy fats from the outside, here are a few product categories that you should specifically be focusing on. So choose products which have a very high hydration level. For example, products which have this capability, which just don't sit on the skin. So products like petroleum jelly, it sits on the skin, it doesn't go deeper on the skin. So it's not doing any good to you at a deeper level. It's just sitting on you and giving you that temporary relief from that dryness that you may be experiencing. So products which seep deeper to the seventh layer of the skin to the deeper layers of the skin are the ones which will hydrate your skin cells at the deeper level. And this is the kind of hydration that you need in your 40s. Products like Shatadhota Grita, the ghee cream, which is one of our products at Swarasya, which is made in ghee, and by the process of how it is made, it has this capability of seeping down to the deepest layers of the skin, from where the skin quality, the dryness is actually targeted. It's not targeted at the superficial layer, which is the outer layer of your skin. Now the ghee cream also has this how it goes deeper to your skin is by the way it is processed. It's washed in a copper vessel 100 times, and as a part of the process, the ghee molecules actually break down to a very minute level. These molecules become really tiny enough for your skin to be able to absorb, get absorbed to the deepest layers of the skin. And that's why Shatadhota Grita is one of the products that is kind of a phenomenal product for women in their 40s, in their perimenopausal years. Second kind of specific area that you need to focus on in your 40s for great moisturized skin is moisturization. Using products specifically oil-based are the ones that will give you really good quality moisturization. Oils have a very deep special focus in Ayurveda for helping your skin rejuvenate, and there are therapies specifically oil-based in Ayurveda which are specifically used by a lot of Ayurveda practitioners to revive and rejuvenate the skin. So oil definitely is way more powerful than any cream base that you apply on the skin. And Ayurveda based oils, like the herb based oils, have a different effect altogether on your skin. So something like kumkum adi oil, which is blended in saffron, which is blended with various other herbs, which has this capability of lightening the spots that are happening on your skin during your 40s, the pigmentation that's happening on the skin in your 40s. So the herbs in kumkum adi oil in Ayurveda are known to deal with or to help you lighten those marks which start to happen during this time, and which also happens because of the cellular degeneration which is coming in through as a part of your dietary practice or the lifestyle that may be not working for your skin health, or even high levels of stress which may be causing a lot of skin conditions to you. So these oils definitely have a huge role to play in that area. And Kumkum Adi oil, so you can check it out, our Kumkum Adi oil at Swarasya, which is again targeted from the perspective of helping lightening those blemishes that happen on the skin. The third kind of product category that you should definitely be looking for your skincare in your 40s is products with hyaluronic acid as well as vitamin C. So hyaluronic acid is hyaluronic acid actually deeply works at the level of your collagen and elastin, which we know that during 40s it's impacted. Your collagen production goes low, your elastin production goes low, and automatically your skin starts to sag, and it starts to that lift on the face starts to sag down. So hyaluronic acid along with vitamin C actually supports your skin, of course, from the radiance perspective, also supports the production of collagen, which is where which works like scaffolding structure of the body, which is the fibers on top of which the skin is sitting. So imagine those fibers dropping down your skin, immediately sagging down. So that's the kind of effect that happens to your skin when your collagen breakdowns on the skin. And products like hyaluronic acid as well as vitamin C support that scaffolding structure or that collagen structure. So again, vitamin C and hyaluronic acid are the compounds that you should be definitely thinking of in your 40s to support your that sag or that dullness on the skin. You can check out for one of our products, Tejasya, on Swarasya, which is more about supporting this aspect of your skin health. Fourth thing that you should definitely be focusing on for your skin health in your 40s, which you should not definitely be neglecting, is a sunscreen, because the effect of sun damage on your skin will show up way higher in your 40s as compared to in your 20s and 30s. In your 20s and 30s, and specifically if you've lived a really healthy lifestyle, those hormones are there to protect you. In your 40s, those hormones which support that quality of skin starts to go down. So if you have to do all efforts to make sure that you don't do anything that is even more degrading the quality of your skin. So too much of sun exposure definitely will degrade your skin quality. So having a sunscreen in place, applying it regularly, even indoors, is an absolute must in your 40s. You can look out for Neve, which is a mineral-based natural sunscreen. And of course, yes, the last pointer that I would definitely want to talk about is for whatever skincare products that you choose, make sure that these are clean products. These are free from, nasty chemicals, which have this tendency of, which act like endocrine disruptors. So endocrine disruptors are the nasty chemicals in skincare products that mimic the hormonal activity of estrogen and progesterone in the body, which acts like artificial estrogen which your body doesn't recognize. It's not like a natural estrogen that your body produces, but these chemicals mimic that activity, confusing your body, and that causes even more problems on your skin. So try to stay away from all these products which are very high on chemicals, which contain compounds like parabens, SLS, these sulfates, which are actually known endocrine disruptors, which cause even more hormonal imbalance in the body, which we are trying to sort out through diet and lifestyle, which we talk about, of course, in this session. So choose clean products. That's absolutely important. Even if you stay with two or three products, that's absolutely okay, but make sure these are clean. They don't have any nasty chemicals that are playing around with your hormones. That's absolutely very, very important. You can look out for a lot of our products at Swarasya. We don't use any of these chemicals in our products at all, so that makes it even more powerful skincare for you to choose in your 40s. Now if we come on to the self-care part, which incorporates the aspect of what kind of diet you should be following in your 40s to ensure that your skin health you know, booms in your 40s, or you stay at the peak of your skin health and overall health in your 40s. So self-care will include diet, it includes the lifestyle that you follow, it includes the kind of maybe herbs that you incorporate in your diet on a regular basis, or the kind of exercises that you do. So it's a combination of your diet and lifestyle coming in together, which is absolute must, which is the inside care part that you should be focusing on in your 40s to have really youthful looking skin during that phase. So let's start with the foods first, and then we'll move on to specific herbs, and then finally to the exercises that will really support your skin health during your 40s. So now if we talk about what are the kind of foods that will really spoil your skin health in your 40s, or which may have been spoiling your skin health in the previous decades as well. So on top of charts, definitely the first thing that I would want to keep is sugars, because most of us are very addicted to sugars, or if not addicted, we crave for a lot of sugars. For the people who think that they don't consume a lot of sugars, don't even realize there are indirect sources from where you may not even know, but you're consuming a lot of sugars. So sugars definitely top the chart of tops the chart when it comes to foods that age you really quickly and that cause a lot of hormonal imbalance in your body. Now these sugars that we're talking about, how do they cause that issue to your skin? Sugars you know, make your skin go through, so there's a specific process called glycation. Now this glycation process happens in the body when you're consuming a lot of sugars. It's something like, it's like cross-linking at the collagen level, and with that cross-linking you start to break down that collagen structure. It's something like the fibers which are on top of which your skin is held. It's sitting. Or as these collagen structures break down, automatically the skin sags down. It's like the internal support is gone for your skin to sit resilient and tight on top of it. So as that support is gone, skin sags down. And this is what we see in females in, you know, 40s and 50s that go through a lot of skin sagging kind of conditions. And most of them, there is no wonder, maybe high on sugars in past or in present, because of which that skin quality starts to degrade and the collagen structure starts to break. So if you really want to maintain a good skin quality and skin health in your 40s, make sure that you go really low on sugars. Now the kind of sugars that I'm talking about are the ones which are in the refined form. So it's like, of course, table sugar. It's the sugar that you consume in the form of these too much of bakery items, foods, sugars coming in the form of those packaged foods, in the juices, in sodas, in colas, in anything and everything that you eat outside. The sugars that you're going to consuming are refined sugars. But the hidden sugars that most people that don't realize they're consuming, even if they get rid of all these outside sugars, the hidden form of sugars you may be consuming in the form of refined carbs that you're consuming. So ultimately the refined carbs convert into the body, inside the body, they show up as glucose, or they act as sugars in the body. So even if you're not consuming sugars consciously, if you're consuming foods which are high on, say, foods like breads, foods like pizzas, foods like flour-based foods, like, you know, refined foods, foods like foods made with maida, or foods made with suji, or all of these foods are all refined carbohydrates, which ultimately act like sugar in the body. So it's better to cut down all of such foods and move little up towards the hierarchy, consuming foods more in the whole grain form rather than in its powdered form, because that's where you're consuming a lot of refined stuff, which is starting to create a lot of imbalance in the body, which again is showing up in your health and your skin, in your energy levels, in how your body is changing and how you're piling up a lot of weight. So it's all together that impact of different kinds of sugar getting into your body. Now we cannot, of course, get rid of sugars completely from your diet, considering, you know, our body needs sugars. But what are the right kind of sugars that you need to support your skin health is the kind of sugars that you get from low GI foods, low glycemic index based foods, like fruits, like apples is a good food. It's a good sugar. Pears is a good sugar. Even different foods, fruits, if you consume in a limited quantity and if you don't have those blood sugar imbalances, are good sugars. Then your good sugars are sugars coming in from the vegetable sources, something like a sweet potato, something like sugars coming in from beetroot, sugars coming in from carrots. So these are the sugars that our body actually needs, and on top of which you will actually build collagen rather than breaking it down. So It's very important to differentiate what sugars you should be consuming and satiating your body with compared to those refined sugars, which gradually start to break down your body from inside. So that's one area that definitely plays havoc on your skin in your 40s. Then your other areas that are impacting you in your 40s, specifically having a huge impact on your skin health, is, mineral depleting beverages. A lot of people are very used to having these. Specifically people in the in corporates or females these days feeling a lot of fatigue are very high on coffee, teas, or even beverages like colas, juices, sodas. All of these foods actually, the ones which are carbonated drinks, are very high on acidic load. So if your body has a very high acidic load, it depletes your mineral reserves. So all that shine that you see in your hair, all that radiance that you see on your face, all that that magnetic quality that you see in your skin is because of those minerals in the body. So if your body gets depleted of those minerals, your body becomes like a dry tree. Like it's not like, it doesn't look like a very flourishing tree. It looks a green tree, which is how you should be looking like. It looks like a tree that looks really dry, and completely the leaves have gone brown and shed down in the autumn season. So your appearance starts to look like that if you are very depleted in the minerals, mineral reserves in the body. And caffeine based drinks, soda based drinks are very high on acidic load, which deplete your mineral reserves. So if you're very high on these such kind of foods, that will definitely have an impact on your skin, specifically from the perspective of you losing that soft quality in the skin, your skin starting to feel more dry, rigid, and very, very, very hard looking kind of a skin. So that happens because your mineral reserves have depleted out. Then the third kind of food category that will have a deep impact on how your skin shapes up in your 40s is heavy dairy consumption. So if you consume a lot of dairy based foods, a lot of milk based stuff, it could be like cheese or paneer or milk or maybe curd, anything heavy in dairy is very clogging. So after a certain age, your body's capability to process dairy products goes down. I mean, and specifically our digestive system, because it becomes really weaker over time. Our body doesn't have that huge capability of processing the load that dairy exerts on your skin. So and your skin quality also becomes thicker with too much of dairy consumption. So you may start to get conditions like skin tags or double chin. All of these conditions, heaviness on your skin is one of the attributes of consuming a lot of dairy. So going down on dairy consumption definitely has a very good impact on your skin in your 40s. Then moving on to trans fats and hydrogenated fats, which are the bad kind of fats. Again, these bad kind of fats are coming in from sources or foods that you're consuming from the outside. Foods like, say, packaged foods or fried foods, which are like in commercial in nature. Even refined oils, the ones that you use at home, but if they are not cold pressed, if they are refined oils, ultimately, if you keep recooking in those oils, they convert into hydrogenated or trans fats. So these kind of fats actually break down the cellular structure of your skin. So it's the quality of your skin cells that shows on your skin on the outside as great skin. But if you're consuming a lot of hydrogenated and trans fats, that cellular quality breaks down, that cellular integrity breaks down, and that starts to show up as broken skin or all these breakouts on the skin, or skin quality degrading, or that dullness and roughness showing up on the skin. It's also because of those bad fats going in. Animal protein, if you're very high on consuming animal protein, consuming a lot of, say, chicken or any other kind of animal fat, some part of it, of course, is if it's working for you, it's great. But if you are a kind of person who needs animal fat every single day in every meal, in that case, it has a huge impact on your skin. It tends to give you a very leathery kind of a feel. So for the people who consume a lot of animal fat, and if they observe their skin, they have a very leathery quality to the skin. That softness is missing in their skin because too much of animal protein, the energetics of that kind of food is inherited by your skin, and you start to get that leathery, that animal quality kind of a skin. So going a little low on animal proteins and substituting it with plant proteins is a very good way of still having proteins, protein quota that you need, but also making sure that you're supporting your skin with those plant-based protein intake. One of the last items on food list that I would really want to talk about is alcohol. So alcohol again plays havoc on your skin quality. It starts to age you, degrade you to at a very deeper level, for the simple reason that alcohol, so you know, your skin quality is representative of your functioning of your liver as well. As long as your liver is processing all those toxins that are getting into your body, and it's pushing out all those toxins out of the body, it's processing and making your blood quality pure, your skin will be radiant from the outside. But if you start to see all that breakouts on the skin, all that aging, wrinkling, dryness, dullness, roughness on the skin, it's a sign that somewhere your liver is not 100% capable of processing those toxins out of the body, and alcohol adds on even more burden on your liver. So if there is one organ which is can also be called as beauty organ inside the body, that's the liver. So it's very important for you to keep your liver working at its optimal level if you really want to keep your skin and appearance nice in your perimenopausal years, because this is the time when the hormones are shifting, your aging is happening really very, very quickly. And if you do anything that adds on to that aging, you know, which the body's already going through, you are taking a step forward in terms of supporting your body more towards aging, which we don't want. We want to go the opposite side, right? So going or maybe giving off alcohol is a very good idea to support your skin health during your 40s. Now so we've talked of foods which will spoil your skin in your 40s, but what are the kind of foods that will support your skin health in your 40s? Let's talk about that. So so when you talk about foods, you know, it's not only about foods, it's about what cooking styles do you adopt to support your skin health and your appearance and your health in your 40s. It's also about what food choices you make on a regular basis, day-to-day basis, to bring in. It's so if majorly you're consuming a lot of processed and refined foods and some part of salad you're including or some part of smoothie you're including, that's not actually enough for your skin to be radiant and resilient in your 40s. You need to really work in a disciplined way to support your skin in your 40s, which means really cutting down on the foods that we've already talked about and bringing in the right things that will support your skin and beauty from the inside in your 40s. So such kind of foods, some of the ones that would really support your health and skin quality from inside in your 40s are something like, the very first thing is cooking. I'll first talk about cooking because that's where it all starts with. So whatever food you consume, make sure that it is not overcooked. That's the very first thing, because then you kill all the nutrients which are required for your skin to shine through from the inside out. So foods which are warm, which have a little liquidy consistency and cooked well with some spices, are the ones that will really support your skin from the inside, because that also takes care from the Ayurveda perspective of this aspect of high vata, which causes a lot of skin troubles, dryness on the inside during this time, which is a specific drying energy that exists in your body in your 40s. And to counter that, we need to bring in the opposite qualities of much hydration and much oiliness or healthy fats to counter that dryness, which is already a part of our body in our 40s. So warm cooked foods with a liquid consistency, cooked in good oils or even ghee, and cooked with some spices that support your digestion is the ideal approach of the kind of foods that you should be consuming in your 40s to support your health and skin. At a deeper level, if you really want to support your skin and hair health from the indirect perspective, make sure that you're really you're consuming really good quality calcium and vitamin D, because lack of vitamin D, most people don't realize, a lot of people who are having a lot of thinning hair kind of condition, or people going through a lot of dry skin episodes or chronic conditions like too much of dryness, flaky skin or eczema or psoriasis or rosacea, definitely need to look into whether or not they are deficient in vitamin D. If you're deficient in vitamin D, these conditions very multiply in your body. So it's a good idea to maybe have a vitamin D supplement, to not just to support your bone health but also to support your skin and hair health in your 40s. Going high on really good healthy fats is an I cannot emphasize enough how important it is to be a little high, say about 30 to 35% of your calories can very well come in from good fats in your diet in your 40s, only at a cost that you are not carrying any burden from the past of blood sugar imbalances or maybe high cholesterol levels or high LDL levels. If your body is still balanced and if all those parameters are in place, in that case, maybe 30 to 35% calories coming in from good fats is an absolute must in your 30s and 40s and beyond to ensure that your body has enough fat to be able to produce, enough good hormones that support your body health in your later years. So now the quality of good fat that I'm talking about, it's a two-way approach that you need to look into it. The first approach is getting off bad fats. So if you're consuming bad fats along with good fats, then you are increasing your problem. We don't want that. It's very important to cut down bad fats, which means cutting down refined oils, moving on to more of cold pressed oils for your cooking, then moving on to more of natural sources of oils, including foods like chia seeds, like flax seeds, like avocado, like ghee in your diet, which are natural good sources of fat, and include, say, about having about, say, 30 to 35% of your calories coming in from these foods really, really support your skin health and your overall health in your 40s and beyond. So one of the specific fats that you should be going high on in your 40s and beyond definitely is omega-3 fatty acids. It's the same oil. You can call it, you get it from fish oil. For the people who are plant-based, who don't consume fish oil, can go high on, again, flax seeds and chia seeds or other sources of omega-3 fatty acids. Consuming avocado is, again, half an avocado is a very good addition to, good fat addition to your diet in your 40s. And it also supports your moods. It also supports your rather good fats, including in your diet, supports weight loss. Not many people know that. When you cut down bad fats and you bring in good fats, your HDL goes up. HDL is the it's the good fat composition in the body that aids weight loss, that supports your heart health, that supports your bone health, that supports your overall health. So cutting down fat is no solution. Cutting down bad fat and bringing in good fat is the actual solution to maintain yourself in your 40s. Then going high on magnesium rich foods. Now, lack of magnesium contributes a lot to anxiety, a lot to lack of relaxation in the body. So you need to learn to relax, of course, through yogic practices or maybe meditative practices, but you can also use foods to relax you. So foods which have this capability of supporting the production of good hormones in the body, like serotonin based foods that support the production of serotonin, or foods that are rich in magnesium that automatically have this capability of relaxing your nerves and making you feel relaxed, are the kind of foods that you should really go high on in your 40s and beyond to support the phase of perimenopause and to support this transition nicely, also not having much impact on your skin even though the transition of hormones is happening. So magnesium rich food, one of the good magnesium rich food that I can think of right now is raw cacao powder. It's a very rich source of magnesium, or maybe having magnesium supplements is also a good idea, and it's like an absolute must for most of the people these days. Now, moving on to other kinds of foods that you should really focus on in your 40s is foods like rich in fiber, because that fiber will bind with all those excess hormones which are moving in the body, which are giving you bloating, which are giving you heaviness in the body, which are causing havoc on the skin, and they push it out of the body. So you need really good fibers for that. Good fiber may go in the form of increased consumption of fruits and vegetables, then in the form of consuming a lot of green leafy vegetables, foods like spinach, kale, apple with the skin on, pears with the skin on, or root vegetables, carrots with the skin on, radishes with the skin on, most vegetables with the skin on, which of course we can consume with the skin on. It's always a good idea to consume it with the skin on to ensure that you're having enough fiber for your body to bind those toxins as well as those excess hormones which are causing all those fluctuations and push it out of the body. Now, specifically in your 40s and beyond, it's also very, very important for you to go high on cruciferous vegetables. So in this category of vegetables are the ones something like cabbages, cauliflower, broccoli, leeks, onions, Brussels sprouts. All of these foods are actually support your liver to process excess estrogen and push it out of the body. So cruciferous vegetables support your liver in the detoxification process, and that's the reason you should go high on such kind of foods also during your 40s, because all these estrogen hormonal related fluctuations that are going on inside your body during your 40s, most of it have to be handled by your liver, and the more you support your liver for that, the more you stay in a zone where you support your skin health, where you support your overall health, where you support your bone health, your muscle mass, everything altogether. So keeping your liver happy during this time is very, very important. Cruciferous vegetables will support you in that. Alcohol consumption will completely take your efforts off that. So you need to be really, focused on the approach that makes you live just right for supporting your skin and overall health during your 40s. Also, because there's a lot of cellular damage happening inside your body during this time, specifically with the exposure of, with the exposure to pollutants or with the exposure to the sun, too much of exposure to the sun, your cellular structure starts to break down. That is where pigmentation and sunspots start to show up on the body. A lot of wrinkling starts to show up on the body because the cellular integrity breaks. And your skin's capability to hold moisture in the body goes low. So foods which are very high on antioxidants slow down that process. So foods which are high on antioxidants, if there is one keyword for that, it is consuming different colors of fruits and vegetables in your diet daily is the easiest way to remember how do I go high on antioxidants. Say apple, with apple you get red color, with tomatoes you get red color, with kale or spinach or cucumbers you get green color, with purple cabbage you get purple color, with radishes you get white color, with beetroot you get more of wine color. So more the colors in your diet through natural sources every single day, the more you're supporting your body with high antioxidants and anti-inflammatory and also with the foods which have those anti-inflammatory properties like turmeric, yellow color, and very high anti-inflammatory properties. So going high on colors is the easiest way to remember how to consume or take your diet high in antioxidants and anti-inflammatory foods. Also, because you're going through a lot of hormonal shift in your 40s until your menopause happens, and because it's about estrogen, which is getting good estrogen that's getting low, you need to support your body with the right kind of estrogens, which you can consume. And the beauty of estrogens is that you get good kind of estrogens from the plant-based foods as well. So you can kind of, in a way, substitute that estrogen, which is going low in your body during your perimenopausal stage, by consuming foods that can fulfill for that good quality estrogen through the foods that you consume. So foods, soy-based foods like tofu, like miso, like flax seeds, linseeds, beans, legumes, all of these foods are rich in phytoestrogens, which is the estrogens from the foods coming in into your body and supporting that estrogen that your body is depleting on. So it's like inheriting that estrogen from the plant-based sources and supporting your body with estrogen because your own estrogen is going low. So foods high on phytoestrogens again is an absolute must for you if you really want to support your overall health and skin quality in your 40s. Hydration is on top of it, like all the kind of foods that we've just discussed. On top of it, what will support all of these foods to really work well in your body is your level of hydration. So water is the very first thing that you need to think of when you think of skin health from the inside out during these years of your life. So going high on, say, herb-related herb waters or herb spice waters or herbal teas or even plain water is an absolute must. So say somewhere around, say, 8 to 12 glasses of water every single day is one of the best things that you can do for yourself to support your skin health in your 40s. And then consuming herbs. So because herbs are like a huge concentration of different synergy of nutrients coming in together, even way higher than maybe group of different fruits and vegetables that you're consuming in your diet. So maybe having a mint tea, fresh mint tea, or having fresh sage tea, or having a fresh rosemary tea, or having a fresh oregano tea. It's a very good idea, or a very good inclusion for including really good kind of nutrients getting into your body, supporting your hormonal shift during these years of your life in the body. These are from the dietary perspective. That's how you need to design your diet in your 40s to ensure that your skin health is not suffered during your these years. Apart from that, because how much food we consume, still we may be deficient in today's times because of our lifestyle, or because the soil quality doesn't have that power to give us enough nutrients from the foods that we are consuming. So that's the reason going high on herbs is definitely a very strategic approach to up your nutrient intake, because herbs are still untouched as compared to the fruits and vegetables that we are growing on the kind of land that we have, we've kind of played around with over years. But apart from that, it's always a good idea to have some supplements that will really support you from the inside out during your perimenopausal years. Few supplements definitely to look out for during these years is vitamin D, for sure. Don't compromise on that. But then you need to kind of check out with your doctor or maybe health practitioner and see how much do you need that. So it's, don't start vitamin D just because you need it. You need to see what levels you have. So maybe having a blood test done and figuring out your blood, vitamin D levels in your blood, and then maybe consulting a doctor is the best approach, how you should be starting with a vitamin D supplement. Then maybe going high on probiotics, either a probiotic supplement or probiotic related foods like sauerkraut, like kimchi, like kefir, all of these foods. Probiotics is again is an absolute must for your skin health also, and plus your the stability of your thoughts and mind as well also, because during perimenopause you are also not just going through skin changes or hormonal changes, you're also going dealing with a lot of fluctuations in your thought process as well. Maybe a lot of fluctuations at the level of dealing with anxiety or dealing with low moods, and probiotic rich foods do have this capability of interacting with your, so there's something called gut brain barrier, and the good bacteria actually interacts with the functioning of your brain, balancing those activities and really working on giving you those, creating those good hormones that make you feel good. So there's a complete science behind that, and so going high on probiotics definitely is a very good idea in your 40s to support your overall health along with your skin health. Omega-3 fatty acids, if you are not consuming enough of omega-3 fatty acids in your diet, it's always a good idea to introduce a supplement. A lot of supplements, omega-3 supplement is what you need to look at, or maybe a balance of 3 and 6, but 3 is what you need. 6 and 9 we get a lot through our sources. So omega-3, 6 and 9, they're like three different categories of omega fats. Omega-3 is what we are deficient in. 6 and 9 is very widely available in our diet if we are more or less eating at home and eating a good diet. So omega-3 is what you need to focus on, which you get from fish oil. Flax seeds is a very good source of omega-3 fatty acids, and that really helps you plump up your skin in these years. Magnesium supplement, again, very, very important, because relaxation is an absolute must during these years of your life to support skin health and to kind of feel fresh at the skin level. So yeah, these are some of the supplements that you should be thinking of if you're dealing with perimenopause. Last but not the least, you should really be focusing on managing your stress, because when we're talking about estrogen, as we understood, is the hormone which precisely we can give it one name as the beauty hormone, and it starts to dip down in our 40s. Now the beauty of estrogen is that once estrogen starts to dip down, because ovaries produce estrogen, most of your estrogen that's responsible for your skin health is produced in your ovaries. Now as you get in your perimenopause, and those it's like declining of the cell the egg production in the body, automatically you're reaching more towards menopause, estrogen activity automatically dips down, because the functioning of ovaries is coming to an end gradually. So now if you're not producing estrogen, does not mean that after 50s you do not have estrogen. You do have it, but the responsibility of production of estrogen shifts to your adrenals once it's over in your ovaries. So it's a strategic way of still supporting your appearance, your skin, and overall health and moods. If by any chance, if you're going through perimenopause, you cannot stop that declining of estrogen in your ovaries, but you can support your adrenals to make sure that if estrogen is not being produced in your ovaries, your adrenals are producing enough to support you from the back. So, but the downside of estrogen being produced in adrenals is that adrenals also produce the stress hormones, which is cortisol. So if you are really very stressed, your adrenals will produce cortisol. If you are relaxed, your adrenals will support the production of estrogen, which means stress management is an absolute must if you really want to support really attractive looking appearance and good skin health in your 40s. Because if your stress levels are up, your body is losing on that opportunity to produce that estrogen, which is also declining in your ovaries. So supporting your adrenals is the next strategic approach to support estrogen, which will indirectly support your skin health and your hair health and your overall weight in your 40s and beyond. So, I mean, having a specific focus, not just on your diet, but stress management techniques is an absolute must. I cannot emphasize enough how important it is in your 40s. And if you do not have focus on stress management and you're just completely focused on foods, believe me, it will not take you much far, because ultimately stress will start to bring down, too much of stress will start to give rise to cortisol. Too much of cortisol is one of the most aging hormone in the body. So unless your cortisol is balanced, you cannot achieve good, great appearance and skin health in your 40s. You really need to manage that cortisol and give the adrenals a chance to produce estrogen by managing stress, by learning to be more relaxed in and composed and calm in your composure. And that's how, and that's the reason, like, if you look at these great yoga gurus who in their 60s, 70s, and if you look at their personalities, you cannot even say that they're in that age, because they've learned to manage their stress in a way that, they've kind of attained a calm, relaxed composure. And because of that, even if there are certain hormones or certain things that are not being produced in specific areas of the body, other systems are helping produce that from the, physiological perspective. Of course, meditation has huge role to play when it comes to skin health, which again is a different topic. Maybe we'll talk about it sometime else. But yeah, stress management is a strong strategy to support your skin health in your 40s for sure. Coming on to your exercises, few things that you really should focus on in your 40s, because you start to lose your muscle mass in your 40s for sure. So to support your muscle mass, you definitely exercise is a must. You cannot think of giving up exercise at all. In 20s and 30s maybe yes, but in 40s exercise is an absolute must for females for sure. Not just for appearance, but also for maintaining the bone health, because the bone mass and muscle mass, because of the dipping of estrogen, starts to go low automatically. It will go low. You cannot do anything about it. It's a part of the aging process. The only thing that you can do is you can bring the you can control that process or slow down that process by doing activities that support the that support your muscle mass and bone mass enough in a way that the decline happens slowly. So that's all that you can do, and exercise really supports you deeply in that, which will happen with the kind of exercises which support your muscles. So which means muscle strengthening exercises, yogic practices, strength training, weight training practices again are an absolute must for everybody in their 40s to maintain their flow of feel good hormones, to maintain skin health, and also to maintain the bone mass altogether. Weight bearing exercises definitely everybody should do. Then supporting your pelvic health floor, because pelvic health floor is absolutely important, specifically for females and in their perimenopausal age, because this is the time, 40s is the time when your hormones are declining, and these hormones, majorly the female hormones, are working in your reproductive areas, and your reproductive areas are encased in the pelvic cavity. So if there is not enough blood flow in your pelvic cavity, even if you're eating well, even if you are following a good lifestyle, but the muscles in your pelvic area do not have enough strength, the blood flow is not reaching there, it's whatever efforts that you're doing are not reaping you 100% benefits, or it's like a fraction of benefit only that you're gaining out of it. So working on pelvic floor exercises, maybe doing Kegel exercises, or maybe doing yogic practices that support you to strengthen your pelvic area, again is an absolute must for female in their 40s for a smooth progression towards menopause also. And to support your vitality, because your vitality is maintained by your kidneys. And when you work on your pelvic floor, of course, at the lower part of the body, you're also working on your adrenals and your stress producing hormones as well. So pelvic floor exercises, again, an absolute must in your 40s to support your skin health and overall health. And lastly, the relaxation practices, definitely a must in your 40s, because the more you're relaxed, the more you are supporting that estrogen, the capability of estrogen to be produced in your adrenals, as opposed to your ovaries, which is automatically declining as a part of the aging process. So this is how the protocol of supporting yourself in your 40s, in terms of your appearance, in terms of your skin health, in terms of your hair health, actually goes. So it's a combination of everything coming in together, your skincare on the outside and your self-care on the inside, that will make a huge difference to how you look and feel in your 40s. So I think that's all that I wanted to talk about today. So if you have any questions, Maybe you can just drop me a question, or let me just see if I have any questions. I'll quickly take those, and I think we are done. So, okay, so I got one of the questions from Anu. I don't know if she's still listening to me, but yeah, I'll definitely address this question. So she says, my skin is very dry and I don't know what to do. I eat healthy food, but I don't know what should I do on the external basis. Please guide me. So Anu, I would recommend, if you've been listening to me, I think you must have got your answers. And if you haven't got, if you are not listening to me, maybe you can just listen to this Instagram live again later. So I've shared a lot of clues that is actually what is required for you to stay really glowing and healthy, and really experiencing good energy levels and vitality in your 40s. So if you follow this protocol and be stick to it and stay with it, I'm sure you'll see a lot of difference in your skin health and your overall health. So I think that's the only question that I have. Okay, then thank you so much for joining me, and I hope you there's a lot of takeaway from the session, so you can come back and listen to this again anytime as you want and bring in all those changes. And the more you work on this protocol, the more you see that how your body and skin health actually starts to transform for good from the inside out. About UTI, yeah, so in your 40s, of course, yes, the probability of getting UTI automatically increases to quite an extent. It's and a lot of females actually go through that. Having said that, it's the same protocol that you need to follow, making sure that your hydration levels are enough, making sure that your body's more alkaline, which automatically will start to happen when you go high on consuming a lot of fruits and vegetables in your diet, bringing in a lot of raw food nutrition in your diet automatically. When you're mineralizing your body, the chances of UTI automatically will start to go down. So again, the approach is again the same. It's just that you need to stay with this approach, with dedicatedly focusing on your self-care, and slowly, gradually, you start to see a lot of changes happening to your skin health and hair health positively during these years of your life. So thank you so much for joining in today, and I'll come back with another, different topic maybe next time soon. So thank you so much for joining, and I hope you had a lot of good takeaways from this session. Thank you.